Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley joining you again for a pause, a quiet contemplative moment in the midst of maybe a very busy weekend or weekday whenever you're joining Greg Lacamelli and I here. And we are joining each other, conjoined one in a spirit of a choice to find some quiet and some peace in what Greg in a text just to me and a moment ago said is a weekend, a time of peace within a crazy schedule. What a definition for a weekend, and yet so real. Huh? There's two parts of it, longing, seeking, and making, discovering a time of peace, and acknowledging probably that our schedule feels and we experience it as crazy. So congratulations. You're taking time. You and I and Greg and others somehow really together in this moment. Life can feel like it's breaking down and breaking apart, and I'd invite us to break it down, take it apart before we break down and come apart. That's a felt sense of things that brings us through our crazy schedule to the bold and I think risky and self-emptying choice, the real humble choice to say, wait a minute. And then we step aside. We may not be able to do that physically, and so that's the beautiful, deeper part of this. It lends to our physicality. It takes us into the next part of this day in our week, but it really is an internal predisposition. It's really a fundamental attitude that you and I are taking on now, and I don't mean a mental one as much as I mean a conjoined one of choice, will, thoughtfulness, heartfulness. You might hear it if you're in a church of almost any one of the rites this weekend when we hear from Philippians 2, 1 and 11, Paul inviting us, if we have any encouragement in Christ, to participate in the Spirit with compassion and mercy. And he says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. So I'm risking trying to name that one thing and then let go of it in walking into the name of Christ, who, though he was, as it continues in Philippians, in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped, held on to, a possession. Rather, he emptied himself. So let's take that for a moment, this beautiful sense of God in Christ Jesus. If this is your faith, and it is mine, so I just take you into a felt sense of letting go of the world we're in and our sense of a predisposition and being disposed in a new way, a radically new way. To have the disposition of Christ, and I looked up the definition of disposition. I took a moment with this one. And the second meaning in Wikipedia is an attitude of mind, especially one that favors an alternative, one alternative over another. Now, the disposition of our mind and heart right now is that we're taking time, often seemingly useless with all the crazy things we've got to do, that wild and raucous schedule of the weekend, that we're entering a time of peace with one another. We're emptying ourselves. We're celebrating the Christ who participated in our lives, and we're pausing to participate in his, would be my sense of it. Or I invite you, if it's more helpful for you, to think of it as a opening beyond idea and practice to an alternative one, an opening of our heart to almost the unknown, the risk of being converted, changed in our hearts. And in this, Christian people understand the rich outpouring, the love poured out, the fountain fullness of the Godhead or the Creator in Christ. Here's this incredibly humble servant who just shows up not because of our sin first, but because of God's love for us poured out. And so we're doing the same for our family and friends, interestingly enough, by taking a moment and pausing and sort of breaking out of and breaking down the day a little bit before we have a breakdown. Out of the crazy schedule, doing something crazy. Maybe you stepped out the kitchen door and you're standing in the backyard. Or an image often for me is you have pulled your car over safely, or you've parked it in a parking lot, and rather than going into shop right away or to an appointment, you're there soon enough to even take just this moment. And feel the letting go of all that we would hold on to, that we would grasp at. In that, it's a swing in Christ. It's a swing in life. And we are lifted up through dying to whatever it is we are holding on to. We rise up in a new life, a new attitude and disposition in this very moment. It's interesting, in the Christian tradition, we believe this is the activity of Christ in us, the ongoing Godhead poured out in His Son, Jesus, who just lights up the day, brings peace to our raucousness and our craziness, this self-giving, not giving up, this giving over of His life, which indeed is overcoming death right now. Anything about us that would think it's all over or can't start again or I don't have a moment. And then there's this richness that happens in this quiet. It's profound. One author, and I probably have reflected it here, calls this descendant Christ, this descent, letting go, humility. Humus into earth, into our heart's incendence, that we go so deep into what we remember here so often, and Greg helps us to hear at other times, this streams of living water.
Streams of living water shall flow from within you. God will wipe away every tear from your
this light that is in our darkness now.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
And so in our breathing, in our pausing, in our taking this moment, possibly with a mantra, a word, light, love, peace. Or the ancient prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me. It's striking, isn't it, that it doesn't take a long time. It just takes a deep choice, and we've made it. So again, congratulations. You and I have taken a moment from our crazy schedule, as Greg said, to find a time of peace, and we've shared it with one another. This is Dan Riley, along with Greg and others in the Mountain community, inviting you to know, experience, and be at peace. Peace of the Lord be with you now and always.